You're listening to a British dressage podcast on behalf of the NAF 5-star Winter Dressage Championships. Hear from our class champions along with regular updates from the event. Thank you for listening. Danny, I am most certainly not bored of speaking to you, and you can't be bored of riding that horse. I mean, yet another title.
Yeah, I mean, I run out of things to say about him, really. He's just a fabulous horse. He's got the coolest temperament. He's the coolest person. He goes in there, he tries his best for me. Yeah, I've just got to try and not mess it up, really. I mean, I know if I have mistakes, they're my fault. But yeah, I mean, how lucky am I to ride a horse like him?
Exactly. Talk me through day three. Talk me through the test today.
Yeah, Gordon maybe a little bit tired today, but yeah, generally I was really happy with the feeling. I was a little bit greedy in one of the medium trots, so he cantered, but yeah, I'm lucky that actually there's a lot of highlights in the test for him and a lot of quality elsewhere, and yeah, still a really great mark, a good score for him, so thrilled.
Just remind me what's so special about him.
His temperament. Everything. He doesn't really have a weakness, yeah. He's just the dream horse, really. Fabulous mover, great temperament. He's trainable, he's lovely to ride. Yeah, it's what everyone dreams of having, so yeah, I'm very lucky.
And how lovely that prize giving in there. I mean, how much better can it get, you two in the ring there? It's wonderful, really puts a smile on everyone's face.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, great. Yeah, Davey Harvey, my partner, to be second. Yeah, fabulous to do a 1-2 because there's always strong competition, but no, yeah, Davey rode a super test on that horse, so yeah, really, really pleased for him too.
And it's wonderful. I mean, that's what's so nice about events like this and also dressage, because you're all mates. There's obviously the competitor, you're wanting the best, you're wanting the best horses, you're wanting to get the best out of them, but there's a lot of support, isn't there, behind the scenes?
Oh yeah, definitely. And I think actually what's so nice with our group of friends is, you know, we're not competitive against each other. We all want each other to do well. We all help each other. Yeah, Sadie Smith's just done a fabulous into one test. I gave her a hand earlier. So yeah, it's just a good team effort, really. And I think it's rare that you get that. So no, we're fortunate to have that.
It is rare. Over the years of coming here and doing this, it is really rare that everybody is so supportive.
Yeah.
And you have got that competitive. You're all competitors. You're all wanting to strive for the best. But it makes British dressage has a unique ability in that way.
Yeah, definitely. And I think actually all us professionals, we appreciate how difficult it is to do a good job and do well. So yeah, definitely always pleased when people do well, because there's a lot of work and time and effort that goes into it.
Yeah. Sun shining today. What next for you? I keep asking you this, but it's one down.
Yeah.
What more to go?
Yeah, so Gordon, he can go home now. I'm going to take him home so we can have a nice relaxing time, maybe go out in the field if the arenas are dry. If the fields are dry enough, and then back on Sunday with Delilah, the mare that won on Wednesday. She's in the medium gold.
I don't think I've ever asked you this, but I'm assuming Gordon with the tonic, the Fever Tree. Yes,
that's right. Yeah, Fever Tree. Yeah, Fever Tree, the tonic. Gordon's gin. Yeah,
perfect. Wonderful. Well done, Gordon. Go and have a rest, but no rest for you just yet. But congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. For results and timings, please visit the British Dressage website at www.britishdressage.co.uk.